Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with thee.
You know, we are bubbling. We are so with it. There is so much going on, and you already feel it, don't you? Big, big energy. Now, this is, fair warning, guys, this is part one of a two-part show. Today, we are revealing the June predictions, the revelations, the ascension energy, and there is a lot to share. But remember, this is a two-part show. You want to listen to this show, and if you're catching us in the archives, make sure you're also getting the June 4 show, because these two are working together. Now, if you want to call in for some live mini soul readings and be part of the conversation, our lines are already full. But make a note of the number. Here it is, 888-627-6008. Now write that down, 888-627-6008, because as soon as we start saying hello and as soon as somebody clears a line, if it's your day to get through, you will get through. So 888-627-6008, and Shri, wow, how did we get through May so fast? I just want to know how. Can somebody tell me how that happened?
Well, it's not over yet.
No, I know. It's amazing.
But we're real close. And what's kind of interesting is that we are at that moment, that pinnacle moment, May into June. And we're going to talk more about that in a few minutes. However, here's the thing. Time is irrelevant.
Yeah, on so many levels. I love that. Love that. Love that.
You know, time is this arbitrary imposition upon the flow of your life. Now, it's arbitrary. It's a consensus imposition. You know, we divvied up the clock into 24 hours and the calendars and the seasons. But in reality, as many of you know, even the arbitrary system doesn't work quite right, which is why we have a leap year from time to time. Mm-hmm. And the whole notion that time matters is really the revolutionary realization that is upon us, because time does not matter. Time is a construct of 3D. It is not relevant to your soul. Mm. It is merely a playground where you get to dance on timelines.
So true.
And have some fun. So without getting too abstract, here's the deal. As long as you're in the center of your heart, as long as you're in the center of your cyclone, as long as you can breathe and find your own personal center.
Ooh, I'll breathe to that.
You're in a timeless space.
I love that, Shri.
Enjoy the timelessness.
Oh, you feel that float?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that sense of timelessness.
There is a buoyancy that comes, and for many of us, it only lasts for a moment. It only lasts until you blink, so to speak. But hey, the next breath is another moment, is it not?
In every single way. And you know, density details will do everything in their power to steal away the divine dance of your greatest life. And June is so rich with energy. As a matter of fact, there is so much to share about June that if you have not yet joined us over at YouTube, go to YouTube, get to our channel. It's just simply Official Shri and Kira. And become, you know, become a member, whatever you do there. What are you don't like it, you become a subscriber. Sorry, guys.
Thumbs up.
There, whatever it is. But hey, we just released the June video because there's that much going on. And we wanted to get literally the jump on this energy for all of us. Now, one of the things we're going to be talking about in the second half of the show today are some of the new ascension symptoms that have come forward and are going to be coming forward even more. So you want to make sure you're here for the whole show, because chances are you might already be experiencing some of these symptoms. You might know about these symptoms. And remember that we do have symptoms posted, the kind of the a la carte list of ascension symptoms over at selfascension.com. When you arrive at the website, you'll see free lessons. Click on that, and right there you'll see ascension symptoms. Yet, in this moment right now, with the vast movement of energies, there's a lot that's happening. And this greater energetic expression is, it's intense, it's profound, and it's calling you out. It's really calling you out, my angels. And this is, you know, the word we're using is, it's an apex moment, right? We're going to be exploring this apex moment and what it really means. But, you know, how did we get here? I think maybe the first thing we need to do, Sheree, is talk about how did we get here and what's going on and how are we moving through?
Well, how far back are we going to go?
Oh, not that far, my angel. Let's stay in 2017, because as you opened up with your beautiful diatribe about time, right?
Well, you know, January through March were very much preparatory.
Yeah, and focused. Yeah, you know, yeah, remember absolutely. That February focus, guys?
And what's happening right now is that this energy of April brought us into the center of the storm. Remember, we chatted about that a couple of weeks ago.
And if you've not connected with our blog at SreeAndKiraRadio.com, go there, connect with the blog, read about the eye of the storm, and offer us a comment. We're happy to respond.
Well, and the eye of the storm really is a wonderful metaphor for the time that we're in, whether we believe it or not, because we are in the veritable eye of a transition. We're in the possibility of lifting beyond what you might have done were it a different time. So here we're back to time. The eye of the storm is that space that is unruffled by the chaos of reactivity. And that unruffling allows your authenticity, that spaciousness allows your soul to lift, to come forward, to be more known. And your soul doesn't go, knock, knock, who's there? Your soul simply is.
In every way. But I really enjoy, Sheree, this unruffled sense, especially in the flow of reactivity. So remember, my angels, that we're still very much within this four-month experience. Now, this experience began in April and it culminates in July. So those April and July are like one overarching energy. And if you go to Official Sheree and Kira and watch the June revelations just released about 3 hours ago, we actually drew some diagrams, and you can see this in the video because it was so important to show you the visual. So you want to think of April and July as like this portal of energy that opened up here in the middle of 2017. And in that portal is this storm experience, right? There's this sense of almost being cast and thrown around. And the opportunity that we had in May was to literally walk into, meaning not to run away from, to walk into the center of the storm. And it's one of those beautiful gifts that when you walk into the center of the storm, you're suddenly in that calm, peace-filled, creative space where you can actually manifest and call forward and be the miracle presence of the divine in form. And so as we're here at the end of May, bridging into June, how has your May been? What has come forward for you? I suspect you've had an amazing blend of miracle, magic, and maybe a little bit of mayhem, right? Because there's so much going on because we are in this divine center. Yet, this all-encompassing center is the union, and Sheree and I like to share, it's the sacred union of May and June, kind of like the one with the other, the body and the soul, right? However you want to see that. And this May-June energy, it is the center of this April-July storm, and it encapsulates actually most of the energy of these 4 months. And when you go look at the video, you'll see this very clearly in the diagram that we drew, and you'll be able to get a very good sense of this. So as we're here, moving into June, we're still in the center of the storm. However, we have arrived at what we are being invited to call the apex moment. Now, breathe that in, because that in and of itself, just even the recognition of that, notice if you had a physical reaction to that. Notice if you've had any kind of breathing or whatever is happening around you, because this apex moment is powerful, it's magnetic, and it's going to pull you literally through June into the July experience.
Now, this apex moment energetically began just a few days ago and will continue for the next few days. And it doesn't mean it disappears.
No.
What it means, once an energy has appeared, it is always available. So for those of you that say, wait a minute, did I miss something on the calendar?
Yeah.
No, you have not. Remember the illusion of the calendar?
The density details.
Exactly. So this moment is a moment that all beings can work with once you're ready to work with it. However, the phenomenon of the revelation of the center of this storm is indeed uniquely occurring right now in this May-June period, bracketed by April and July. So what it means is that for those who are not being deliberate, for those who are whose eye is focused elsewhere, as they walk into this center of the cyclone experience, they may find themselves uncomfortable. They may choose to go out in the periphery where a more familiar reactive experience is happening. Now, let me make sure I'm clear about that. A calm, clear presence is a meditative state. It's a state of peacefulness that applies resources, that thinks in terms of response rather than reaction. A calm, clear presence integrates your heart, your wisdom, and then takes action.
Yeah.
A reactive presence is working kind of from that lower part of your brain.
Well, and here's what's fascinating is that the reactive presence is actually very prevalent in the planetary thought body right
yes,
now.
It's
you're
out
seeing
there.
Lots of reactivity, very little proactivity. And so it's really out there. And that's what makes this really valuable to wrap your head around as we're diving through this apex moment, because we have so much to share. We're just wanting to take it step by step.
And so this apex moment is really, in many ways, it's kind of like a nudge from the angels saying, you can lift a little higher now.
Keep going.
And in that nudge, in that clearing away of the friction of density, we discover not only a greater opportunity for communion or authentic beingness, but we also discover that our body, our physical bodies, are still catching up a little bit. You know, the slowest part of anything is the physical. You can have an idea. You know, ideas move kind of at the speed of light, but the body sure doesn't.
Yep, this is so true.
And so when we are lifting, when we're energetically lifting, when we're emotionally lifting, the body has an adjustment response. And in some cases, within its zone of comfortability, it can move pretty quickly. But when we're talking ascension frequencies, well, goodness, the body's going, hey, haven't done that.
Yes,
not this lifetime.
We're not at this level. Because as you guys know, right, if you're listening to our show, then you already know that the frequencies are moving, that the energy is really expanding. And this apex moment can almost leave you breathless. For example, when we use the word apex, what do you think of? Well, some people might think of the top of a mountain, right? So if you've been climbing a mountain and climbing a mountain and climbing a mountain, of course, there's the energy of the climb and the beauty and the recognition and the accomplishment. And when you get to that apex moment, when you're there, there's often a moment of breathlessness.
Now, my experience of that recently is just the sense of, I don't quite have enough air.
Yeah, do I have everything I need?
And it's an energetic confirmation, you might say. It's an energetic symptom of a vibrational environment. So that sense of, you know, and your body and your emotions and your brain, which only thinks of things in old concepts, may say, oh, I'm scared, or I'm having anxiety, or maybe there's an anticipation of something. It's kind of feels, it's similar to a free-floating anxiety, and yet It's actually a sense of something else.
Of knowing, of absolutely knowing. And we're going to really expand on all of the symptomology that is going to come forward or may have already come forward starting in May. Because remember, May, June is its own, the word we're using is vortex inside of the portal of this powerful moment, this energetic storm. Now, you know, Sri and I, it's so funny, we've been having a lot of storms down here in South America. And the other day we were out and we noticed the smell of ozone on our land.
Yeah.
And I'm sharing that because when you have that much fresh energy, there's also creation. There, the molecules are aligning differently. There's an opportunity to harness a fresh, clear way of being. And that's what this apex moment is offering, because the energy in June, my angels, is like a powerful magnet. And so lots and lots of flow, almost like you're being pulled into the flow, like you can't help but move forward. Movement, very good time to physically move, very good time to put a move into action, very good time to rearrange things, very good time to allow the dance or the flow of the divine to assist you to create. Because remember, we're in this vortex inside of this portal, and we're all going to walk through the storm again in July to pop through to the August experience. Now, that's going to be next week's show. Next week, we will not only be talking about July, we're also going to be talking about the entire rest of the year. And we did share some of that about the rest of the year in the video that was just released today. So if you've not been to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, you need to go watch the video. Because our goal of this show is to expand what we said there. And also, as we mentioned, this is part one. Next week, we're going to really dive into this. Because let me ask you this. How many of you right now, Sri mentioned it already, kind of this sense of free-floating anxiety, or this maybe perhaps a challenge in staying centered in your divine presence, which is what May was really all about. Well, in this apex moment, the best way we could describe it, it's like having your head inside of a balloon and you're watching the air go out of the balloon, and there's this part of, oh my gosh, at one moment there's going to be no air left in here. What do I do? Well, literally to transition, and that's what this week is all about. It's about transitioning from May fully into June while being in flow with the magnetic call of the universe. I mean, take that in. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Absolutely. And there will be a momentum that is arising in June. You're going to find that it's going to be easier to take action mm-hmm. on those things that are aligned with your passion, with your
flow,
heart.
Flow. Unless you're back out in that storm. And this is why here's one of the first keys for navigating June. You've got to pop the balloon, all right? So think about it right now. Imagine you had a balloon covering your head and it was so tight that you couldn't breathe and you're just in there going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Well, guys, you're going to get out of the balloon. You reach down and let's assume that balloon is around your head and the opening of the balloon was right at your neck, only it's all really tightly sealed like you're in a big cellophane package. Reach up to the neck. Well, what is the neck? The neck is your fifth chakra. It is your truth chakra. It is the chakra of your divine expression in form. Reach up to your neck, pull that balloon off, and breathe the air of freedom, flow, and divine magnetic attraction. Because that's the gift waiting for you in June if you allow yourself to remove that balloon. And we have so much more to share, and we have so many people holding. We have tons of emails, Sri. Why don't we invite some of these beautiful people into our conversation?
Absolutely. Let's all take a deep breath.
Ooh, yeah, get out of that balloon.
The balloon is gone.
Yes, it is. We are free to flow.
Just big breath in and smile and trust your heart. And let's head to line one and say hello to Jason from New Jersey, first-time caller.
Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, so I'm a first-time caller, but I've seen a bunch of your videos on YouTube, and it just resonated with me so well that I decided to take up the chance and call in today.
Right on. And I love that you got through, Jason. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really blessed. And it was my first try, too. So, yeah, I just wanted, I guess right now, because I just graduated from college this, last week. And so I feel like a lot of things in my life are, it's starting to accelerate and pick up pace. And I'm still a little bit confused in terms of, I have different things like my health and, my path, because right now I'm going into naturopathy, which is holistic healing form of medicine, and that's always been my passion, you know, helping others to heal. The thing is, I still have residual health issues that I still haven't quite, gotten a grasp of and completed, but I would just like some guidance on, I guess, those two areas, if you could.
Oh, it's my honor. First and foremost, my love, I want to invite you, just if it's safe to do so, I want you to bring your hand to your heart. If you can close your eyes, please do that too. Let your breath really relax. You are a profound healer and you have an incredible career ahead of you. The minute you started talking, I saw 111, and it was like three beings of incredible light standing around you, and they kept showing me this neon 111, and they're saying that this energy that's around you is about June, July, and August. It's about the next 3 years. It's also about the energy of the one plus the one plus the one, meaning you, your divine self, and this next step in your journey. And what they're saying is that your healing journey has not yet completed because there is a profound gift waiting for you that will come forward by the end of August. And through this gift, your body will relax, your healing process will be complete, and it will ignite you into a very profound level of understanding, compassion, and wisdom that will defy your physical years on the planet and bring forward again the ancient mastery of many lifetimes ago. Now, these three beings around you, I just have to share with you, Jason, these are, each one of them is a very unique healing master, and they are here for the journey. And they keep saying to you, when you remember the divine essence of that which you have done before, the flow of this life will enhance and you will become the gift you were born to be. And that moment is upon you now. And so I have to giggle that as they're showing me this 111, you were the first caller. You called in on line one and you got through on your first time. And so I want you to just kind of really take in the serendipity of that, because you can't make that stuff up, you know? And so I am so honored to meet you, and I really bow before you. Thank you for being on the planet. Our world really needs you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my love. Many, many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sri, my heart, I'm just filled with so much love. We are, guys, I know I'm a broken record, forgive me, but you are the most amazing, amazing community on the planet. And we are so blessed to connect with you every week. It is just an honor. And as we're in this magnetic flowing energy of June, which we have so much more to talk about, I want to continue this flow because look, Sri, we have a very special caller on line four and it's her birthday.
Well, let's say hi to Jayon from California.
First time caller, and thank you for sharing your birthday with us.
Well, thank you so much. It's such an honor to get through. It is my first time calling. It's my birthday today, and I am just filled with so much joy, and I'm so glad I got through. It's a lot of ending and beginnings for me today. I'm right in the center, and I'm so excited about the future, and I just wish that you could give me a mini soul reading that will help propel me through this crazy apex we're going through right now.
I love you so much. You are so amazing. I'm sorry. That just flew out because as I'm connecting with your energy, you're dancing. And so I'm just watching you dance. And you're just like dancing and dancing and dancing. And the message that's coming through for you is this year before you, and they're talking about this cycle of the sun as you go through this entire birth year, is about dancing into the harmony of the divine gift that you are. And they're saying that this will be the first time in your life that you are going to have incredible acceptance. The more you reveal the truth of you, the more you're going to be accepted, the more you're going to flow, the more things are going to be, the word they're giving me is coagulated together. And so for you, relax, release, dance, and don't be afraid to do what you know you need to do, because this is your year. And I am so honored to meet you. Happy, happy, beloved birthday angel. Namaste.
Namaste. Woohoo. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless. Y'all are amazing. Thank you.
Oh, thank
big hug
you.
To you. Congratulations.
We're hugging you. Namaste, angel. Oh, how beautiful, Sri.
Absolutely. Let's take a
let's
breath.
Let's squeeze in. Yeah. Let's call in. Let's bring another person in.
Let's head to line two, and we'll welcome Diane from New Jersey.
Namaste, Diane. Welcome. Are you there? Okay. Well, okay.
Let's head to, we're going to
go to line three then.
Go to line three, and we'll say hello to Kai from Lake Tahoe.
Oh, beautiful Lake Tahoe. Welcome, Kai.
Hi, you guys. Kira, I was actually in Florida, and you gave me guidance in April that they were guiding me somewhere to Northern California, and a pet sitting thing unfolded. And Lake Tahoe, the energies have been great, and I have been disappearing in front of the mirror at times, and I feel the presence hovering right behind my head a lot. However, my pet sitting thing is over on June 3rd, and I have gone into density distractions about where I'm truly being guided to go, and I'm afraid that if I don't find a decent place to call home, that I'm going to keep having these anxieties about where I'm going to live, and it will take me away from what I had already gotten privately, that July is very powerful for me personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoo, Kai, breathe, angel. I'm literally losing my breath connecting with you. First and foremost, my love, I want to share a couple things. Number one, make sure you hang out for the rest of the show, because you are definitely experiencing some of these symptoms we're going to be talking about that are very short-lived and are actually part of these ascended frequencies that are during this moment in time. Now, I want to share one thing with you. I had this vision of you. You're in a place where it is really resonating with you. And I keep hearing that there's going to be another opportunity that's going to open up. All you need to do is make sure that you're making that very clear, like talking to people or sharing with those that you know. But there is this opportunity that's going to open up that's going to help extend this experience for you. But I want to say something beyond that, because the minute you started talking today, when I said beautiful Lake Tahoe, I saw you in this gorgeous. I don't know whether it was a home or what, but you were so happy and supported and comfortable. And so you're definitely where your energy is flourishing. And the other thing that I want to share with you is the beings that are right with you have even more to say. This connection is getting even stronger, and it will continue to get stronger. And what I keep hearing over and over again, Kai, is that if you let go of the fear and you embrace the divine will guide, and the density, the grip of density will release, and the truth will reveal. You cannot mess up what's going on around you. And yeah, July is going to be huge, because it's like a whole new world. You will make it through June, and you will make it through better than you may think. But you need to breathe, relax, and put out the energy of the continuation of the divine support. And I think you're going to be blown away at how quickly it's going to manifest for you. So I am just so, I mean, just the fact that you got through today, our lines are jammed today. And so I'm grateful that I had this opportunity to connect with you again, Kai. Thank you so much for getting through, Angel.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kira. I love you very much. Thank you.
Oh, and I love you, honey. Namaste. Many, many blessings. Whew, my heart. Everybody, feel your heart right now. We're going to be talking a lot more about the heart in the second half of the show.
Absolutely. For right now, in this moment, it's a good time to breathe consciously. We're going to take a little station break. We're going to pour a cup of tea. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are delighted to be here with you. It's truly a magnificent time. It's a time to relax into the truth of our beingness, to allow the distractions, preoccupations, the fears, and the friction of quote-unquote ordinary life to simply relax
a bit. What is ordinary life? I mean, really, Sheree, that's almost funny.
Ordinary life is that life that has become habitual or is confirmed by mass consciousness. That's what I'm calling ordinary life.
All right, I can live with that. I can let you say that.
Now, one of the things I want to I'll bring up, and caller Jason, who graduated from school, brought this forward in me as I was connecting with his energy. One of the things that it prompted me to want to share with all of our listeners is the role of stress on our health and well-being. Because certainly finishing up school and finals and all of that, it creates a stress. It can, for some people, it can be a very happy stress. Hey, I'm finally done. I'm moving on, you know. And for other people, just the thought of everything is shifting can be a little stressful. So stress is a catch-all term when we are undergoing a transition. We can have physical stress. We can have emotional stress. And indeed, there's such a thing as spiritual stress when we are moving through dimensional differences. And so this idea of stress is really important to bring forward, because how often have you listened to an ensoulment, for example, or connected with one of the inspired writings that we brought through from the Ascended Host?
And if you don't know what an ensoulment is, just go to selfascension.com and click on free lessons and click on the Divine Ensoulment Library. Learn about it. Pick one that resonates, read it, and you'll be blown away at how perfect it will be for you.
Absolutely. There's an amazing thing about quote-unquote timing.
In every way,
yes. And there are some live ensoulments at the YouTube channel. The point I'm trying to make is oftentimes when confronted with a higher frequency communion, we get tired. That simple, said that easily. Sometimes when we're picking up a text that is carrying a frequency, we find it's just hard to read it. We get tired easily. And this is because we're calibrating to a new frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And that physical fatigue is a signal that your body, that your habitual orientation is having, let's just say, a friction experience. Mm-hmm. It's needing to cleanse, lighten, and lift.
Oh, I love that. Cleanse, lighten, lift. That really ties in with the June energy, too.
Yeah, and it ties in with our beloved listener, the naturopath. Cleanse, lighten, and lift. Because truly, the stress of moving forward can be a good thing, but it also can be fatiguing for the body. And so this is for all of us. As we move through this apex moment, you may find there's times when your body is behaving as if it is stressed. And I want to just reassure you, the stress is a good kind of stress because it is cleansing you and supporting your upliftment. And it's a call to be gentle with yourself, to proceed in a way that's kind for you. And that anytime we're experiencing ascension energy acceleration, those symptoms, we must remember to drink extra water, to get rest, to nourish ourselves with clean, pure food. All of those things that I feel are very basic, yet they need reminders because sometimes we just slip.
Well, you know, and let's talk about that because we were talking about this earlier on in the show that, okay, June is a magnetic month. Now, think about this, guys. We all know that magnets have poles, right? And that when the two poles repel each other, no matter what you do, that magnetic energy is not going to ever come together. As a matter of fact, it's very forceful. You never play with magnets, right? Remember your little magnet experiments and that when you reverse the poles, the magnets just kind of, boom, go apart. But when you have the poles aligned properly, they come together so well that you can't even stop it from happening. That's the gift that's happening in June. There is a magnetic energy. And this is the magnetic energy, by the way, of the storm, believe it or not, right? And so just to go back before we give you all these symptoms, remember, and again, please go to YouTube, Official Stream Kira, watch the June video, and make sure you tune in to next week's show because this is part one of two. As we are in the vortex, inside the portal, of April, May, June, July, remember the 4x4, we've crossed this apex moment. And so there is that moment we mentioned in the earlier half of the show where you might feel like there's this balloon choking you to death, right? And you just can't breathe. And guys, you have the power to say, hey, enough of this and rip it off, take it off. It's easy to do. There is nothing that says you have to suffer through this moment. But the storm, that pulsing energy that's waiting July as we move into August, which we'll talk a lot more next week, has a magnetic energy that is the gift of the momentum of June. It is pulling you toward the resolution. It's pulling you toward the divine expansion. So June is about movement. June is about being aware of this magnetism. What's got your attention? What's magnetizing you? Are you the reversed polarity, thereby you're actually repelling, or are you in alignment and connecting? Now, remember, Sri and I have taught this, and we have a huge piece about this in our book, 2012, You Have a Choice, and it's very, very powerful. Very simply, sincerity attracts
frustration. Repels.
Now take that in. It's that simple. Sincerity attracts.
And frustration will repel.
So if you are sincerely frustrated, you are attracting repelling energy. You get that? I mean, I know it sounds really wild, but it's the truth. And when we have a month with such great magnetized energy, this is the month to magnetize, to put everything into movement. It's a great month to move forward on projects, initiate projects, find contacts, put things together, physically move or rearrange or clean. It's all about flow, flow, flow. And this very first week up until, oh, about June, figure June 8th, we're in that apex moment. So you want to pay attention to not letting things make you feel as if you're choking, not feeling you will make it through. At the moment you decide you can rip off that balloon and fly toward the next month and fly through June. You think May went fast? Wow. Hold on, guys. June is going to go faster.
Now, one of the ways we move through that thermocline, move through that invisible tissue that we're calling the balloon, is to reside within your authentic energy.
Mm-hmm.
As you relax into the truth of you, all obstacles begin to dissolve.
Yes, yes, yes.
And this ties to my earlier comment about stress, because this is one of those unique kind of ascension symptoms, is that we're being called to lift into the truth of our essential energy. As we lift, as we ascend and align more closely with what people refer to as the higher self or the soul, as we become more authentic, and authenticity meaning that which you really are, okay, then that which is inauthentic naturally begins to fall away.
Now breathe that in. Just kind of really relax and breathe that in.
So one of the first things that so many people report is they begin to get on their spiritual path, and if it's a true path for them, they find that there's a joy and a peace and a sense of this is right that come forward. And yet your friends and family who aren't on that path may become your source of friction.
Now remember, this is because especially right now, April, July is a swirling portal of energy, and lots of people have stayed in that storm spiral versus you're in the vortex. You're in the middle. You're transiting that in that May, June. You're in this beautiful center of the storm. And so this is why you can witness this. It does not mean you need to participate in it, but if I was to throw up a warning sign, remember that the magnetism of June, that pull, is coming from that stormy area. And so you can actually harness this in the creative aspects of the divine void, or you can fall into it and become part of the of that challenge. So this is a really valuable thing to know. Now, this births these, what we're going to call, ascension symptoms of the moment. So let me give you some of these. We talked about the heart earlier. I said, okay, everybody feel your heart. You might feel as if you're literally having a heart attack. You might feel as if you are ready to have a major physical experience. You might be having what could be called anxiety or panic attacks, yet you don't have any quote unquote justification for them. There's like this free floating thing. You might literally feel free floating, out of body.
Or dizzy.
Yeah, very, very dizzy.
And part of that free-floating sense is it's a little disorienting, you know, where you might have trouble. Now, what was I saying? What was I thinking? You know, you call it dimensional amnesia. It's the moment where there's just a feeling of kind of being out of sync with things.
Exactly.
And that out of sync feeling can come and go, because anytime we are shifting realities, shifting vibrational rates, there is a moment where that which was quote unquote stable is no longer stable.
And as you're connecting with the greater heart of the planet, let's face it, there's a lot of hearts that are hurting. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of that. However, you serve yourself, you serve the ascended process as you are able to recognize that all of this is about that balloon we talked about. All you need do is lift off that balloon and take in a deep breath of divine consciousness. Lift up, lift up, lift up, and you will discover that you become the light of presence to assist yourself and others through the way. And that's the gift of the unified magnetism of June, the opportunity to move with the flow, to be the flow, to feel the flow, to ignite the flow, and to become the light of divine presence for all those around you. What a blessing, guys. Breathe that in.
Absolutely. Just imagine that this beautiful portal, this apex moment, is like a ray of light connecting you to the center of the universe.
And it's magnetic. It's powerful.
The heart of the divine is shining upon you.
Ooh, I love that. I love that.
And in that moment, worldly preoccupations are really second fiddle, are they not?
They really are. Now, we have another full line of callers, and let's just invite in some of these beautiful people, Shree.
All right, we're going to head to line three, and we'll say hello to Candace from California.
I think Canada, maybe. Well, let's find out. California, first-time caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Candace.
Hi, I'm from California.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It is such a huge blessing to be on here right now because I have a lot going on and I really need help and guidance. And so that's why I called in. I have a beautiful 16-year-old son who has a big heart, and he's also a teenager, and he's going through a lot with his birth father, who he's actually with this weekend. And it's pretty intense. And you know, my son, I don't know what to do to help. I don't know if I need to seek legal advice or if I just need to own my power when conversing with his dad. So that's why I'm calling in, because I really need guidance, please.
Oh, Candace, I am so happy you got through. And I am holding you, and I am holding your beautiful son. What an incredible, beautiful master he is. Oh, my goodness. And that's the first thing that all of your guides want me to remind you, is that your son is a master. And he was very clear and knew what he was getting into when he incarnated through you and your ex. Now, here's the most important thing, that this situation that's happening right now is happening for all three of you. And what they're saying is that independently, each one of you is receiving the gift that will bring you to the next level of your divine experience. And that you need to really, yes, you need to own your power. However, it's about owning your power from the place of mastery, meaning that it's not an emotional moment of power. It's a recognition of, everyone's playing their role perfectly. Now, how can you bring in the mastery experience to guide this? You also need to trust your son. They're saying that this is really about your son knowing that you trust him and that you're demonstrating that trust. And they're saying that if the actions of the divine master include the laws of the land, then so be it. And that's what they want you to hear. And I am honoring you and loving you for bringing this beautiful being onto the planet. Thank you for being Candace. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Oh, many blessings indeed. And you know, so often people go through the unsettling experience of dealing with shared custody or the dynamics of prior relationships. Uh-huh. And it's very important to always listen to your heart and, yes, find your empowered voice. However, everyone has to grow.
And we are all growing. And this is, and I'm loving the timing of this. Remember, guys, we're at an apex moment.
Absolutely.
So what do you do at the apex? And here's what's interesting about this apex moment. And because if you haven't seen the video yet, we really don't want you to have the misunderstanding of this. Because we've been using this mountain metaphor. And we're going to talk more about that next week. Because in 2 weeks, we're actually going to be back up in the Andes and actually broadcasting from the Andes. And so we don't want you to think that this apex moment means that now we're going back down. This has been very much about a straight movement transiting through the vortex back into the portal. So the apex is literally like crossing through. It's like imagine if you showed up and you've been on a journey and all of a sudden in front of you is a wall. And you know absolutely well that that path is still going there. And that's the moment where you have to remember that you have the capacity to walk through the wall. That's what this apex moment is. You have the capacity to walk through the wall. That's what taking off the balloon does. Because remember, if you're watching the world through this balloon, even if it's clear, it's not all that you have to see. When you take that off, you're going to see a lot more than you've been seeing, and you realize you can walk through anything. And speaking of walking through anything, Sri, let's say hi to a few more of our beautiful callers.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line 5, and we'll say hi to Linda from North Carolina.
Namaste, beautiful Linda.
Well, greetings and salutations. I was surprised.
And to you.
What would you share with me today?
What a beautiful question. I'm so grateful you asked. What I would love and be honored to share with you today is that it's so cute. They're saying rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. It is time to move forward and dance the joy of knowing that you are on track. And that's what your guides want you to hear.
So it is.
And so it is. Oh, and to you, my angel. Namaste. I love that, bless Linda. You. Rings on fingers, bells on toes.
Woo-hoo. Absolutely. Don't forget to dance.
Yeah.
Oh, many blessings indeed. You know, so often we need to remember and be reminded that we're doing okay.
Oh, we're doing better than okay.
You know, we're on our way. We're on our path. And just because there's momentary pauses or momentary friction doesn't mean you're not making good progress.
In every single way. And remember, guys, that we are in this apex moment into June. And next week, we have a lot more to share, including how the rest of the year looks. We're going to be talking about June through December. And this is very, very powerful times. You are not being, I want to say the word drawn back. You're being drawn forward. So if you have any of this illusionary experience or any of these new symptoms we've talked about, please remember, doubting yourself only anchors density. And so if you have a moment where something you're experiencing you judge as being less than, give yourself the gift of removing the balloon, smiling, and realizing I am in the flow. I am being drawn toward my divine inspiration. And this is a month to move, movement, flow, creation. Let it be.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we talked about, these various ascension energy acceleration symptoms, from the dizziness, shortness of breath,
heart palpitations.
And what I'm calling authenticity stress, which is sometimes felt as fatigue in the body. The other symptom of that I wanted to bring forward while we're kind of covering all of this is, oftentimes the body is gets stiff. It feels stiff, almost like tendonitis kind of feelings, where it's hard to fully extend arms or legs. And this is because parts of you are extending beyond what the physical can extend.
And because the vibrational frequencies, especially if you're in this magnet energy of June, it's big energy, guys. It's pulling you.
And so remember to have a smile at it all. Remember to say, I trust spirit. I don't really have to pick up a pharmaceutical. Let me pick up a glass of water, go for a little walk, stare at the clouds, feel happy and with my life. And then if your discomfort is distracting, well, you can certainly consider some additional help.
Now, I want to jump in here because one of the things that we have found incredibly helpful, now down here in South America, it's very plentiful, but I'm pretty sure you can find it just about anywhere in the world if you look, is cacao husk tea. So truly, if you can get your hands on some cacao husk tea, these are the actual husks of the cacao beans, and you just brew it like tea, it is incredibly supportive, especially if you can get the organic. It vibrates very high. It has the theobromine. It has all these wonderful things in it. And to be honest with you guys, even as we sit here talking to you, we're just drinking, I think, 2 pots of it. It's very supportive, and it will help the vibrational frequency.
I tell you what, we've got time to say hello to another caller.
Probably just one more. So why don't we jump to line 1?
Line 1, we'll say hi to Colleen from Arizona.
Namaste, Colleen.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call today. I am calling about I bumped my head twice really hard within a week of each other, and then I went to bed the other night, and I had this burst of light and a loud pop, and I just wonder if I could get a mini soul reading about that. It was kind of disconcerting.
I understand. I understand totally. You know, as someone who actually has had a major concussion and stitches in her head, I really understand how it can be concerning. I want to share one thing with you, though, Colleen. What I clearly hear around you is that you're being asked to pay attention to that which you are denying yourself. Now, that could also mean go get checked out, but on a very spiritual level, the reason for this close proximity and this other energy is that there is more coming in around you than you are allowing yourself to receive, believe, and bring forward. And that from that standpoint, it's important to do that. I would suggest maybe some journaling to self, you know, spontaneous writing, sitting in meditation, go for a walk in nature. And from a density standpoint, if you're feeling really concerned, go get checked out, because it's always good to have an idea of if there's anything else. Personally, do I see anything? No. What I see is an opportunity for you to expand. However, don't take my word for that. If you need to get checked out, go get checked out and put yourself at rest on that as well. So I'm really, really glad you got through with us, Colleen, and we love you. And take advantage of what it is that's around you right now, because you've got some really beautiful helpers that want to talk to you. I love you, Colleen. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Many blessings. And wow, talk about time.
Hey, there's that TikTok.
It's that moment. But remember, guys, this is part one of two. Make sure you're here with us next week, because we have so much more to share. Get to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and watch the June revelations and feel our love around you.
And until we have the joy of being with you again live next week, may you breathe deeply, bring forward your sincerity, and trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.